Now, one of the key pieces of equipment, one of the key pieces of information we need is the level of infection. We talk about cases, but nobody really knows what the level of infection in the country has been. And that is, to establish that, we almost need a national antibody test, if you like. And the president has announced what's called a seroprevalence survey. A seroprevalence survey using antibody tests to see how many people in South Africa have been exposed to coronavirus. Now, there's a new single prick antibody test provided by a company called Direct Retail. Graham Pienaar joins me now from that company. Graham, a very good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good afternoon. Good, thanks, and you?
Yeah, all right. Do you have a favorite South African song? What would be your number one South African song?
It has to be Mendoza and Kalakata.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, got to put that on the list. Definitely. You just hear it and you start you start feeling South African. All right, good choice. Okay, firstly, antibody tests. I've had a lot of questions about this from people. Just explain to me, what is the difference in these two tests? There's a test to find out if you have coronavirus, and then there's an antibody test.
Yeah, so the PCR nucleic acid test detects the actual virus. The antibody test detests whether your body has developed an antibody against the virus. So it pretty much detects whether you've had it in the past.
So I might have had it, and it would tell me, even if I've been asymptomatic, I've not felt anything, this tells me that I have had the virus.
Correct.
Okay, now this seroprevalence survey, this is to use antibody tests to try and establish what percentage of the population had this virus.
Correct.
Now, the barriers to this in the past, I assume, have been widespread availability of the test and reliability of the test.
Well, yeah, 100%. So we underwent, you know, the paperwork documentation to launch a COVID-19 antibody test already in March. And through SAHPRA and the NICD and the NHLS, and the Department of Health, a national testing algorithm firstly needed to be platformed on how the antibody test should be rolled out within the country. But the product is available at the moment. So government has announced that they want to start rolling out these tests, and we're pretty much geared up for that.
And is this a very simple? It says single prick. Is it just on my finger? What is it? How does it work?
On your finger, prick your finger, draw up a little bit of blood, one drop of blood, three drops of buffer solution, and you'll get a positive result or a negative result for both the antibodies.
Immediately? And you get it immediately?
Yeah, between 2 to 10 minutes, you get the results.
And how reliable is it? Because I've heard very conflicting reports abroad of the reliability of antibody testing data.
Yeah, so we've got to give a lot of credit to SAHPRA for not just opening up any product on the market. So 6 months worth of research and analysis went into these kind of products. The product that we are distributing at the moment has a specificity of 98% and a sensitivity of at least 85%. So that will determine a true positive and a true negative. So that's the global standard that the World Health Organization platformed for everybody to have, and this product pretty much covers that.
Now, is it available commercially? Can I go into a chemist to get this, or how does it work?
Well, that's the process that we're now busy rolling out. So we obviously are appealing out to the private sector and the public sector to start stocking this product. Because of it being a Class D medical device, it has to be conducted by a medical professional. So that ranges anything from a GP to a pharmacist to a clinic sister. And the results have to be uploaded onto the national database to be recorded on the system itself. So you would be able to go to a clinic and have the antibody test conducted at a clinic. It will not be a home-use test.
And presumably it's important that the data is recorded accurately and that there aren't multiple tests off the same person, or that would distort the data.
Agree. So what will end up happening is if a workplace wants to start antibody testing on their staff or a mine or a warehouse of any sort, they would appoint a clinic sister to come in. She would be registered on the National Health Laboratory Services system. And everyone that comes in would have the ID number details uploaded onto the system, and obviously with the result interpretation. And then that will get loaded. So it forms part of the national database on a daily basis.
What's the cost of it?
pricing that we've got, obviously the rand at a volatile position, it will range anything between 69 rand and around about 89 rand. That's the price that we would be supplying the workplaces and the clinics and pharmacies and all the retailers.
And it is an imported product.
Well, 100%. You know, past infection, you know, there's... You've got to figure out how many people have been immune, how many people have been asymptomatic, which group of people in the country are more exposed to the risk, disease modeling, immunization policies, you know, to figure out exactly how the virus has spread throughout the country and who is more vulnerable for the next time we have a pandemic like this.
Do we have enough? Presumably, we're talking about if this seroprevalence survey is going to be accurate and provide the kind of information the government really needs. We need millions of these things.
Well, yes, yeah. So our manufacturer that where we import it from has the capacity to manufacture 2 million a day. So, in terms of imports and landing the stock over here, we haven't had a problem at all. We do have access to around about 10 to 12 million immediately. And we get it there within 6 days. So there is stock in South Africa already. We're sitting on about 320,000 units. So you're waiting
for approval. You're waiting for the button to be pushed. They're not yet out in the system.
Well, look at no, the approval's done already. We've already started rolling it out to a couple of pharmacies and a couple of clinic chain stores. It's now a matter of obviously the public sector and the private sector getting involved to push for the seroprevalence survey.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Graham Pino. Interesting conversation there about a single-prick antibody test that produces a result in between 2 and 10 minutes. Graham says 98% accuracy. That will tell you effectively whether you have ever had the COVID-19 virus. Not whether you have it now, whether you have had it in the past. And once we can get an accurate read on the prevalence of the disease, then you can start more accurately to respond to it, because then you actually know what the true mortality rates are and what the true rate of people needing healthcare, needing intensive healthcare are, and then you can look at ages and all kinds of stuff. You can start to develop a much, much better response when you've got an accurate assessment of exactly how many people have been infected.